By my time, it's 4:30. Welcome everybody here today and our three wonderful community members in the gallery. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we're meeting today, the Wurundjeri and Bibbulung people, and we acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this region. And we just note to everyone that these proceedings are all recorded. Thank you. Attendances and apologies. Councillor Dean is an apology for part of the meeting. He's coming from a medical procedure and he's hoping to be here by 5 o'clock, but we'll see how that happens. Everybody else is present. We have public question time. So anyone wishes to come and ask a question, if you just come up to the podium.
Hi, my name's Tina Duncan. I live at Carlotta, which is out of 15 k's out of town.
Yeah, just the address.
58 McKittrick Road, Carlotta. And I'm also the secretary at Friends of the Community House, and I'm on the Opshop committee. And I'm just making a query about the application that's been made concerning changing the, the amendment to rezoning of the United Church land and the community garden land. And I'm just wondering if you realise that we are the Opshop is a tenant of the United Church. We've not been informed of any of this, and we pay rent, we pay the power, pay the water, and we look after the gardens and we look after our community, because all funds raised goes back into our community. So just like you to consider that when you're making a decision, please.
And yes, I am aware. I know that it didn't mention that in the officer's recommendation, but I take that everyone around here is aware that the Nanup Opshop operates from the Grange Road property and the Nanup Community Garden from the Grange Road one.
Yes, and in the report that the United Church put out, we are not mentioned at all as being users of the church. It sounds, when you read that report, which I have done, sounds like it's an empty building, they're no longer required, but we are in there, and we've been there for at least 5 years. And prior to that, they also had an op shop there and like a food bank as well. So it's not as if we're just there, you know, 5 minutes, we've been there quite a while. And we've made big improvements, so just like you to consider our position.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the floor? There's no members on leave of absence and there are no applications for leave. The confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting of the 25th of September. Moved, Councillor Sly, seconded, Councillor Brown. Any amendments?
No amendments.
Okay. Moved to accept. Nobody disagrees? It's carried. There's no announcements from the presiding member. There's disclosures of interest. There is one from Councillor Vicky Hansen on item 11.2, being the amendment to the Lot 37 Long Road and Lot 38 Grange Road, Nanup, on the local planning scheme. And it is an impartiality declaration due to the fact that I am the president of the Friends of Community House, Inc., and which covers the Nanup Op Shop, and I am the signatory to the lease for that property. but only in that capacity as president of it, and there's no financial or any other interest. Creature by members which do note has been given, there are none. Any presentations? No. Reports by members attending committees?
Thursday 9th of October was the Strategic Concept Forum. Monday the 20th of October was Oral History's launch, which I'm very much looking forward to listening to. Tuesday the 21st of October was a special council meeting for our swearing in for new councillors. Wednesday the 22nd was Trail Towns function, and today, Thursday the 23rd, the Concept Forum and the OCF.
Councillor Fraser.
Yeah, I did the strategic meeting and also the special council meeting, and yesterday the trial gathering.
Okay, Councillor Brown.
7th of October, I attended the Warren Blackwood Alliance meeting as an observer that was held here in Nanna. 9th of October, strategic forum. 18th of October, I attended the election count for the Shire Council election. 20th of October, the launch of the Oral History Project. 21st of October, special council meeting. 22nd of October, the Trail Towns presentation for accreditation meeting. And I must congratulate Shire staff for a very good professional presentation and the concept.
Councillor Sly.
9th of October, the Strategic Concept Forum. 18th of October, Council Chambers with the election results or count. On the 21st of October, the Special Council meeting. And the 23rd today, the ordinary meeting of Council.
Councillor Tang.
October 21st, the special council meeting, and the 22nd, today's the 23rd, the concert forum and the ordinary council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. On the 3rd of October, it was at the Meet the Councillor, which is the opportunity for candidates to speak to the community. On Tuesday, the 7th of October, I attended the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils, which is hosted at Nanup. Thursday the 9th of October, the Strategic Forum. Thursday the 9th of October, in the evening, with the CEO, dinner and meeting with the Leader of the Opposition, Basil Zempelis, and the Member for Warren Blackwood, Bevan Eates, and the Shadow Minister for Tourism, the Member for Albany, Scott Leary, which was held at Manjima. This was an opportunity for the Shire President, and I attended in place of our President Dean, and CEOs from the five Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils to highlight their Shire issues and those that affect the Alliance. Be given this one-on-one opportunity for the voice of Nanup to be heard around the table was a very positive experience. And I can tell you, before I even started our session, I asked Basil to spell Nanup and tell me where it was located, and he said he'd driven through. I then pointed that he should not drive through, he should stop. And it was interesting that when the evening had finished and everyone's leaving, he came up to me and went, N-A-N-N-U-P, I'll now never forget it. So little things maybe make a difference. Thursday the 16th of October, I attended the Women in Business Lunch. And this was a great initiative by the Nanup Chamber of Commerce. And at that meeting was Councillor Fraser, and Curtis, and Saturday, 18th of October, the screening of Just a Farmer. This was a joint project between Black Dog Ride and Nanup Cinema Club with the assistance from the South West Food Bowl. Suicide awareness, very confronting, but an important message for our community. Monday, the 20th of October, the Shire Nanup Oral History Project, official recognition and presentation of certificates of appreciation to those who participated, and it was an honour to launch this project. A podcast series featuring 20 episodes. one of the members of the gallery was one of the contributors. And it was interesting that when we looked down at the table in that room on that day, there were not hundreds but thousands of years of service and experience. I worked it out.
Wow.
Tuesday, 21st of October, I chaired the local drug alcohol meeting. And then later on Tuesday, 21st of October, special council meeting for the swearing in of elected members and the election of the Shire President and Deputy Shire President. And I was humbled not only to be re-elected as a Shire Councillor by the community, but also re-elected by my peers as Deputy Shire President. And on Wednesday the 22nd of October, we had the Trail Town accreditation. Compliments to the Shire staff for a very professional and engaging presentation to the panel, highlighting why Nanup should be given Trail Town status. Thank you. Then we move to 11.1, endorse the concept plan for the Nanup Native Forest Mountain Bike Park and approve the tender process. Do I have a mover? Councillor Brown moves. Councillor Curtis second. Councillor Brown.
Yesterday I attended the Trail Town's presentation for accreditation meeting, which provided a comprehensive summary of the Shire of Nanup's Trail Town project. The project's a major tourism initiative designed to establish Nanup as a leading trail-based destination, aligned with the Shire of Nanup's Community Strategic Plan 2021-36. The project has received federal and state funding, including $2.86 million from the Australian Government's Regional Recovery Partnership. The trails project has been conducted in stages, with Stage 1 being Tank 7 and Town to Tank link completion. Stage 2, which is in progress with the freestyle jump park and signage complete, and the much-weighted southern entrance traffic bridge is due to be completed in March 2026. Stage 3, which focuses on the Native Forest Mountain Bike Park, is underway. The Native Forest Mountain Bike Park is central to Nanup's vision for sustainable trail-based tourism, supported by strong interagency and community collaboration. The next step to continue the progression of the Trail Towns project through Stage 3 is to endorse the concept plan and authorise the CEO to commence tender process for the detailed design and construction. The recommendation is that the Council endorse the Native Forest Mountain Bike Park concept plan as per attached 11.1.1 and endorse the CEO to commence the tender process for the detailed design and construction.
Thank you. Councillor Curtis?
I'd just like to add that I'm quite looking forward to maybe being able to ride these trails myself, because I'm not crazy or skilled enough to throw myself down the Nanup Tank 7 trail. So I think it's a great initiative to have variety in our trails and create the family-friendly trails that us less skilled riders might be able to have a go at. So thank you.
Is there anyone other councillor wish to speak to? So then on page 8, the officer recommendation, I put it to you. All those in support? Carried unanimously. Item 11.2, which is the amendment number 4 to the Shire of Nanup local planning scheme, number 4 submitted for adoption. And the locations, Lot 37 Long Road and Lot 38 Grange Road, Nanup. Councillor Brown.
I would like to move an alternative motion.
Please.
That the Council requests more information from the applicant and that a presentation to be made to Council and the applicant conduct community consultation in Nanup on the proposed scheme amendment and what it will mean to the Nanup community.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Seconded by Councillor Sly. Once that's accepted, that will become the substantive motion. All those in favour? Passed unanimously. Councillor Brown.
I believe it's unusual for an applicant to initiate a scheme amendment for rezoning. In the past, potential applicants have met with council to discuss their proposal prior to submission for a scheme amendment. The officer comment states that the proposed amendment does not result in any significant environmental, social, economic or governance impacts on the land. However, I believe that the proposal will impact on the social and economic and possibly environmental aspects should rezoning be approved. This will result in significant changes to the use of the blocks by the community, and as such the community should have the opportunity to provide input into this proposal prior. On page 11 of the attachment 11.2.2 of the local planning strategy document provided by the applicant, page 11 goes into the objectives of the strategy, and I've just highlighted some of the areas which I feel that the applicant hasn't addressed. Object A, develop a long-term land use planning strategy to manage the growth of the Shire that contributes to the lifestyle enjoyed by the residents. Other items I've highlighted are improving service viability, strong sense of community, promoting resilient community, ensuring community has access to quality facilities and services, and retain culture and heritage. Lot 37 has been continuously used as a community site since the 1920s, and as we heard earlier, with the current op shop for the last 5 years. Even though the Uniting Church no longer operates from the site, the building has continued to be used by the community for the benefit of the whole Nowra community. The organisation that leases the building is a vital social and economic service provider to the community. The community garden on Lot 38 provides other social and mental health support to Nowra residents. Although I understand it is the right of the owner of the two properties to decide what tenancies occupy the property, I believe it is also the right of the tenants to have input into this proposal. As the recent council election has shown us, Shire councillors are here at this table to represent the community, and as such we need to ensure the community has the opportunity to let us know whether this planning scheme amendment to rezone is in the best interest of the community.
Thank you. Councillor Sly?
Very eloquently put, Councillor Brown. A small sort of thing to say, which is the applicant would need to be mindful of the what's happening there at the moment, the op shop. The properties in the cemetery zone and the community gardens, as you said, Councillor Brown, is a very vital community resource. So yeah, I completely agree with what you said, Councillor Brown.
Any other
words
wish to speak? I wish to speak. The applicant, the Uniting Church Property Trust, states that as the land is no longer a place of worship, it is surplus to the requirements and they wish to rezone it, to sell it. The land is still being used for civic and community purposes. Lot 37 Warren Road is the Nanup Community Op Shop and Lot 38 Grange Road is the community garden. The land was never purchased by the church, being unallocated Crown land in the form of a Crown grant held in trust. These two lots have been civic and community use since my record came way back to 1937, and only on the 30th of January this year was the land given as freehold certificate of title to the United Church. The land was Crown land and the original Methodist Church building was paid for by the church community of Nanup and Busselton, local people for local community use. The current United Church is a beneficiary without having it had any financial input. At 11.2.2 in the document from the applicant and also in the Office of Recommendation and Risk Assessment, no mention was made of the current tenants being the Nanup Community Op Shop. This group has sound governance, financial controls and reporting coming under the management of the Friends of Community House Nanup Inc, which hold the lease. This organisation has operated from the church site for 5 years, but prior to this the church site housed the Nanup Op Shop and had a separate prefabricated building which has since been removed. The current op shop is a valued part of the fabric of Nanup. It has over 30 volunteers who give their time to offer recycled clothing, linen and toys to our community. Through their efforts, $18,000 was donated this financial year to small community groups and programs in Nanup. This level of financial support enables important programs like the School Breakfast Club feel confident of ongoing support. Other groups that benefit include the Friends of the Cemetery, the Community Garden, Nanup Seniors Club, Nanup Community Kitchen, the Historical Society, Seniors Christmas Lunch, Community Bus, RSL, Lions Club, the Nanup District High School, PNC, for school camps and student facilities. Funds are given to families in need and provide food and medicines for our local disadvantaged by donating funds to the local supermarket, Wendy's and the pharmacy, which is continuously topped up as required. The op shop offers low-cost clothing at $2 and $3 a piece for not only the Nanup community, but to visitors and travellers. And the shop is never short of donations, with many people donating clothing from the city as well as locals, because the shop has a reputation for the service it provides and for the friendly and caring volunteers to make the op shop a destination for the lonely and those who just want to chat. It is one of the few not-for-profit organisations in town that is registered with Centrelink for those under pension age to give recognised volunteer hours. The Nanup op shop has been recognised by the RAC in the top 5 op shops in the state, and not only does it attract patrons during the festivals, but small tour buses that do day tours of op shops, it is a favourite with ladies groups. The shop leads the way in promoting sustainability, where clothing can be recycled rather than end up in landfill. The site situated in the main street, accessible to all, is truly a civic and community asset in a town with a real shortage of land and buildings for community and charitable use. I support Councillor Brown's motion because this is too important just to be adopted as an amendment and at not least be shared with our community. And I would ask that the United Church be asked to address the Shire Council and undertake community consultation so at the very least they can see the human and community impact of this transaction and not only the potential financial return. Thank you. Then put Councillor Brown's motion, which you can you provide?
Oh,
just quickly the wording.
That Council requests more information from the applicant and that a presentation be made to Council and that the applicant conduct community consultation in Nanup on the proposed scheme amendment.
All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Delegated planning decisions for September 2025. As written on page 15. Mover. Councillor Fraser. Seconded. Councillor Curtis. Councillor Fraser.
This is a governance thing we must look at and talk about, and we did all have a couple of questions of the two delegated development approvals issues for September, and thanks to the CEO they've been answered and to the finance officer. So I just amend them for we have a bit more paperwork next time we'll be right and for the councillors. So now recommend that the council receive the report on the delegated development approvals for September 2025 as per attachment 11.31.
Thank you.
Councillor
Curtis?
Just to embellish what Councillor Fraser has said, there was a bit of confusion over these development approvals, but the Nanup Music Club is the oversized outbuilding is replacing a like-for-like building that is already there, just updating that one. And the 28 East Nanup Road is extension and branded to the fire shed.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? All those in favour? Passed unanimously. Item 11.4, amendment to the schedule of fees and charges 2025-20. 26. Recommendation as per page 19. The mover. Councillor Curtis. Seconder. Councillor Slough. Councillor Curtis.
There's just been a bit of confusion surrounding the waste site fees since the ordinary council meeting held on 28th of August 2025, where council adopted its annual budget and schedule of rates and charges for the 25-26 financial year. There were significant rises in the WAR fee, or waste management fees, which will address shortcomings in being able to successfully manage our waste management facility, with major upgrades are expected in the near future. The new fee does entitle residents to an annual tip pass for the disposal of waste generated from their property. Still, we've excluded items which are covered in the recommendation. By amending the 2025-2026 schedule of fees and charges, it will remove the confusion and clarify the charges for both waste management fees and event camping fees, which were skimmed over a little bit during those meetings.
Thank you. Turn the button off. That's a slide.
Nothing to add.
Note that this one has to be passed as an absolute majority. So all those in favour? It's unanimous, which is an absolute majority. Item 11.5, payment of accounts for September as per officer recommendation on page 22. Moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Tang. Thank you. Councillor Brown.
I have no questions on this item. I recommend that Council note the payment of accounts totalling $491,660.51 for the period of 1st of September to 30th of September 2025 as per attachment 11.5.1.
Councillor Tan?
Agreed.
Anybody else have any questions or anything to ask?
Not yet, not this month yet, Mrs. Chair.
Thank you.
Wow, got that on video.
So we'll put the motion, all those in favour? Unanimously passed. Financial activity statement, September 2025 at 11.6. Officer recommendation on page 25. A mover, please. Councillor Sly, a seconder. Councillor Curtis. Councillor Slide.
The financial statements are presented to Council in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995 and the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996. Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 stipulate that a local government is to prepare each month a statement of financial activity reporting on the sources and application of funds. The requirement is for the statement of financial activity with a report detailing material variances. The financial report presented includes this as well as other statements and supplementary information. The officer recommendation that we, the council, in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, receive the financial activity statements for the period ending 30th September 2025 as per attachment 11.6.1. Within attachment 11.6.1, I note that the fees and charges are significantly above budget for the month of September, with a budget 197,703, and we've actually achieved 587,294, which could be timing, I don't know why, but the discussions on variances doesn't include any explanation of that, but it's good news, which is good. I noticed that the depreciation hasn't been allocated as yet, which presumably means that we haven't finished off the accounts for the previous year. Oh, good to sort of see that we've got the Grange Road car park with some costs allocated, but we haven't got a budget against it, so does that mean a budget amendment? I also note the waste facility machine has been paid off. Okay, so is that a budget amendment? Let's make it real. Okay. That's fine. And I am actually looking at the executive management of corporate services at the moment, so maybe you'd like to respond to that.
Thank you, Councillor Slide. Yes, there is a loan for the waste compactor, and it is budgeted. And in the statement of financial activity, under financing activities, the repayments are included on the third line, which is repayment of debentures. Mm-hmm. That's the principal repayment. And under the interest expense item above, under expenditure from operating activities, is the interest component on that item.
Thank you.
Satisfied with that, Councillor? Satisfied with that? Yep. You finished?
Yes,
sorry.
I'm finished. Thank you.
Councillor Curtis?
Nothing more to add to that.
Anyone else wish to speak to it? All those in favour? Passed. Item 12, motions of which previous notice has been given. There are no motions. It being 17:01, the meeting is now closed. Thank you very much for the gallery, for people to attend. We do love your support. If you can round up more people to come and join you, that would be appreciated.